This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We got another email to get to here. Again, you can always reach us, email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. This person said, penis balls, keep me anonymous. Need some advice, only a topic you guys can answer. I'm wondering, actually, if James has any advice here.
James.
Probably. On how I can take sexy pictures for my wife.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, my
now,
God.
He said, hold on. He said, I don't know how to take pictures that would be really considered sexy. I'm just an average guy, but I'd like to give my wife something special. I'm no John Cena, and I know most women don't prefer dong pics. So what can I do that would be considered sexy? My wife's amazing. She sends me great pictures. They're awesome. I feel, though, like I don't know what to send back. I love your show. Would appreciate any advice.
Well, I would say you don't go very graphic for these photos. So you do something like you're getting out of the shower. You're all wet. You got a little towel, you know, covering up the bits.
Yeah.
You know, pose coming out of the shower with a towel hiding your genitals. Maybe put on some sort of a sexy outfit, like a shirtless and some blue jeans, and grab a hammer, like you're fixing some stuff around the house.
I was going to say, I would do chores.
You know?
I would do some chores and take some photos of that.
Shirtless with a hammer.
Yeah, you know? Maybe get in the kitchen and just have just an apron on, you know, put some flour on your face like you've been baking all day, and you're just making her a delicious romantic dinner.
Yes. Just an apron.
And flour.
Yeah, maybe dress up like some sort of a French maid, kind of, like a manly French maid.
Yeah.
Like
a manly French maid.
Doing some dusting.
You don't see that.
Yeah,
I could imagine.
Like that.
I can just imagine James nude with an apron on, butt showing, yeah. Flour all over your face. What a gorgeous photo.
See, it'd be great. I bet you his wife or girlfriend or partner would love that.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind, like, you want to see graphic stuff. Your lady doesn't want it as graphic. So go kind of silly. Be kind of humorous about it. You know, maybe you're outside. It's, you know, you're doing some snow blowing or whatever, but you're just in a shirtless and maybe some shorts.
He's so exactly. Good at coming up with scenarios.
Yes. It's crazy.
That's like off the top of his head, he just pulled out like 10.
Yep.
You're nude. You're in an apron, flour on your face. You're shirtless. You got a hammer.
James is a male erotic photo.
Of course.
This is another side hustle you should do.
Yeah,
I would totally help dudes with
erotic,
like,
male photos.
Sexy boudoir photos.
Yeah. You know? Yes, you would.
Dude wire.
Yeah,
dude wire.
That's a good name.
James's dude wire photos.
Oh my God.
They have a bar at the house, you know, set up some bottles, you know, get like a little bow tie, like a Chippendales bow tie, but be shirtless. Maybe a sexy little pair of underwear, but
another one,
you know, or you can set up some of the booze, you know, put it in front of the bar so it's just right there covering up your genitals.
I see what you mean, like a product placement.
Yeah,
right.
You know, so you got a big bottle of champagne where your donger would be. You know,
incredible.
DJ Khaled.
So actually, we're getting so many messages here, ladies, chime in. Like, what is the great sexy kind of pics you want to see from your guy? And guys, have you done it? Like, what kind of pics have you sent? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. This woman, I assume woman, says boner pics are a no. But boner pics with boxers on, especially gray, are a go.
Gray. She's very specific.
She's very specific.
Gray.
Why gray?
She has a gray fetish.
I don't know.
That's weird. I didn't think you'd want to see, like, a dude pitching a tent.
Yeah, that's
well, just the outline.
No, I think what it is, you know, or like, you know, where it's going down the side.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're looking for. They're looking for, like, that it's going down
the
side.
Maybe it's easier to see in, like, gray underwear than be like,
well, I'll say this. When I had, there was some gray track pants that I had that I realized, I should never wear them. I still did. But there is something about gray.
Gray makes it pop.
That just gives it away. It just gives it all away.
Yeah, you're right. It's a
gray is
very visible.
Gray's bad.
Yeah, gray is. It tells all your secrets.
It really does.
That Andy should write the dirty stories and James should draw the pictures.
I mean,
I'll be the cover boy for all Andy's homoerotic romance novels.
Consider it sold already.
Well, I could write the craziest male erotica.
Oh
my God.
So true.
It could be a romance novel with, like, power couple, Andy.
I love the idea.
To the top.
Yep. We made $1 million last month.
Someone would legit pay you to come to their house, James, and do sexy chores. So there's another side hustle you
Well, that guy.
It could be a guy. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming it could be a guy.
I'm not coming to your house to clean up your dirty underwear, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to see.
This woman says she just wants to see a picture of a clean kitchen. That's hilarious. So you don't even have to be in it.
Yeah.
You just have to clean the kitchen, send her a pic. You know, I've done that for Amber. I've done like a chore around the house and I've just taken a pic and sent to her at work. Yeah. And it does.
It works.
I've never done that. I'll never do that.
Yeah, someone said gray sweatpants all day for sexy pics. It's like lingerie for women.
Mm. Whoa, is that we just stumbled across the gray?
Chuck's wearing gray right
Who's
now.
Wearing
oh,
gray
no,
sweatpants.
Chuck. Put that away. No one needs to see it.
It's getting hot in here, guys. Wow.
You're gonna make James go crazy.
Yeah, I know.
You're making Andy uncomfortable.
Wow, bunga.
I always get like, bunga. Whenever anything remotely like that happens, well, where Chuck
he sees my leg go up. He's got to get out of here.
He's like a doctor. I'm like,
let's get through the bit.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows, I look great at him.
He does.
I'm like, I'm going to apologize for this.
I'm like, oh. This person said, yeah, down the side, gray makes it look bigger and shapely.
Hmm. Yeah, like you can see that's what they're in. But the problem, I think, with most guys is we just assume, like, what do we want to see from a girl? And then we think it's the same thing a girl would want to see from us. So all of our parts fully engorged.
But it's not.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's not. Matt's in Sterling Heights. So you took a photo that worked for you. What'd you do, Matt?
Yeah, Venus, balls.
Venus.
Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
So one day I was like, you know what, I'm going to surprise her and do something different. And I found out a cowboy hat I had and some cowboy boots. And I just was like, you know, put this together for her. So I put it around my junk and had the boots on. And I did a side pose and a front pose. And she loved it.
Yeah, it was a big hit.
Big time.
Cowboy stuff is
just
big.
Just do the cowboy stuff.
A lot of women like that.
Yeah. Love the show, guys.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for calling in. Becky, what do you want to see? Like a sexy pic a guy sends you. What would it be for you?
Well, for me, it would be gardening, like outside gardening stuff. We have some landscaping where it's these large rocks and other large plants strategically placed. But have it be something where it's obviously he's not wearing much, but hidden strategically behind things.
Right, so he's hard at work.
Yeah.
He's like, he's not like a vegetable boy.
He's not nude, though.
Well, either way.
He could be nude.
We live out far enough and don't really have neighbors.
Yeah. So he could get out there.
One of those kind of pictures. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and it would be funny, I think.
You have him holding a cucumber?
I do think, like, even in that,
thanks, Becky.
Even in photos like that, I think humor would still win the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you can make a girl laugh and somehow be...
A guy isn't really set up to be super sexy, especially in photos. Most guys, anyway.
Oh, man. Like... Even at my sexiest, how awful must it be?
Dude, me, I'd have to go humor route, right? You gotta go humor route.
This guy said, I'm 6'3", burly guy, have man boobs, straight up. I sent my girlfriend a picture of myself lying in bed shirtless with a little sunlight coming in, black and white filter. She still talks about it 4 years later.
That's hilarious. I like that. One guy was like, well, I got the cowboy hat.
Put it together.
I get it.
I got the cowboy boots. I got a Johnson.
Let's try this.
Let's try this.
He's got a little bolo tie around his dunk.
Like it's the oil baron of the town.
Someone said when I was deployed in Okinawa, I sent my wife some dudoir photos. Shirtless, in my cami trousers, residual cami paint, dirt, sweat from 2 weeks of jungle survival training. She freaking loved it.
Well, come on, you're an army guy. Yeah. That's all I'd do if I was an army guy. That's all I would do. I'd have a whole Instagram of just that.
My entire military career, second by second, would be photos.
Yeah.
Just like, here's me being a badass again. And then the next second, I was being even more badass.
Yeah. Well, the gray sweatpants stuff is huge. Love seeing a man's bulge in gray sweatpants. I drool immediately.
Great. Now we're just going to see guys in gray sweatpants.
Every guy's
going
to be rushing out right now to buy gray sweatpants and gray underwear.
It's a huge trend, all right.
Chuck's wearing it right now. He's ahead of the curve.
Yeah. No, I mean, I had some, and it was...
Graphic.
It was graphic. Mm. It was graphic.
Yeah.
Don't do that to us again. Someone said, I bought a man thong, came out of the bathroom in a towel to my wife, did the, I got a surprise for you. She laughed and then left the room awkwardly. So man thongs, not your sexiest, sorry, James, not your sexiest pick. To
not every guy can pull it off.
Yeah. Not every guy can pull it off, and not every woman can handle the manliness of a man thong.
Yeah, that's true. You have to know your audience.
You do.
Married, she says, my husband sends me pics all the time, fully nude. I have no issue with that. Sometimes he has a boner at the pics, other times not. He's on the stronger side, so it's all nice.
I do think, like, some girls do want to see boners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some girls watch porn, and some girls want to see a boner, and, you know, I think you'd have to know who you're dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some girls want to see videos. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to know what you're going for. But I think, like, James Dudoir ideas, it's because it's funny and, you know, playful.
You got to think of what you see, like, the Chippendales guys do, but then you just do your own version of them, put a little humorous spin on it.
Right. Like, think about when we were in Vegas. Okay, so when we were in Vegas, out front of our little casino, there were two dudes that
those
were like
wannabe hunks.
Yeah, the wannabe hunk guys.
With
right?
The black cowboy hats and abs.
Exactly. But you know what, though? They weren't great, but they were killing it.
Absolutely.
They were killing it, and they were making money because
they lift girls up and take photos.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. Chris is with us from Massachusetts. What kind of sexy pics do you want to see from your guy?
Oh, nothing better than a dirty construction worker.
A dirty construction worker?
Yeah, like after a long, hard day of work, and, you know, just dirty enough. But obviously, you don't want it all over the house, but just dirty enough, sweaty, glistening in the sun. Oof. Nothing better than that.
No. All right.
Yeah. I'd have to go buy a, you know, some kind of Halloween costume.
I look more like the foreman.
I look like a village person.
I look like the guy with the clipboard. Like, what do we got here, fellas?
Yeah. I'm the dainty guy with the stop sign.
Just go ahead. Stop.
The big machines over there.
That's our calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop. Not quite what the ladies are looking for.
Okay,
go ahead. Slow. Just go slow. Slow down. My goodness. So fast.
We gotta get those rivets up there, fellas. I was like, lunch is in an hour.
Yeah.
Boys.
Here's a few more. This woman said, I'd like a hunting theme pic. Him in camo with weapons and naked. Jesus. Another one, a man chopping wood or starting a fire. He doesn't even need to be in any form of undress. Just doing that is hot enough.
Yeah, I mean,
there's like some cavewoman-y stuff to...
I feel like TV has figured a lot of it out. And I think they figured out somewhere along the way that women don't mind seeing a man shaving.
Mm-hmm.
There's always the commercial, the guy's got no shirt on and he's shaving in the mirror. You know, and I think... You can do stuff like that. Just manly stuff that, like, it's like dad. It's not dad stuff,
it's
but it's like
masculine
stuff.
I guess there's a whole thing on the internet called the Gray Sweatpants Challenge.
Hmm. Lisa's like,
Gray Sweatpants?
Probably just to show your
off,
junk in gray
show
sweatpants.
Off your stuff. Mm. Simple way for guys to show off their giant penises through.
It's like I got a guy has got like a bowling ball in it.
Oh, well, yeah. Look, it's John Hamm.
Oh, yeah, so it's a thing. Jesus.
Is that why everyone was texting in gray sweatpants?
I guess.
Oh, I wonder. I wonder.
It's the
Jesus
latest
Christ, though,
trend.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'm not going to measure up to that to any of these guys.
I'm not going to even. You're not getting into the gray sweatpants challenge game,
I mean,
Chuck?
You know, you got Jamie Foxx over there.
Mm. One more call here.
Looks like he should have designed a three-legged pant.
It needs its own leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Anne's in Western Massachusetts. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. We got his email from a guy who wants to know how he can take, like, sexy pictures for his wife, and you came home to something.
Actually, I was on my way home. I had a terrible day, and my husband surprised me with this picture of him making dinner. He was wearing nothing but an apron that said winter was coming.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, I never... interested in any of those pictures, and then I was like, yeah, I could do this.
So he was completely naked. He was doing the naked with an apron on.
naked with an apron, but it was winter. Dinner was coming.
Nice.
So,
well, there perfect. You go. He got laid that night, right, Ann?
Well, of course he did. He's making dinner. Yeah, too, yeah. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It all seems right. Like they, thanks they for
like,
calling in.
Like a dude wants girls that like either just fully nude, ready for just ripe sex right away. Girls' fantasies seem to be all like he's accomplishing something,
yeah,
or he's got a something. Job.
Yeah, right, right.
Like, yeah, he's employed. He's got a construction on. Worker.
He's employed. He's reliable.
Ooh, look how employed he is in those. Yeah.
Look how consistent he is.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know how you take a picture of consistency.
Yeah, but they like that
somehow.
Yeah,
somehow you have to do that.
This guy said, "I've been wearing gray sweatpants to the gym. You guys are killing my look. I don't need any more competition." So he's trying to get out in front of that.
That's what you wear to the gym. That's funny.
Just his gray sweatpants.
Yeah.
So it's a thing. So there you go. Hopefully, dude, that gave you and the other guys listening some kind of ideas on how to be sexier for your lady, especially if you're looking to, you know, get something going that night.
Try one where you're going to the bank to cash your check.
Oh!
That is hot.
That could do it. That could do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Why should you not trust whores? Here's a perfect example. This is like, it's kind of like they were inspired by the movie Hustlers, but on a lower scale. But guys, of course, fell for it. Let's take a listen to this report for ABC News, from ABC News here, if we can. Is there no audio? No, because I did this. It's not a good day for Dave right here. Technically not my finest.
No. There's a lot of clicking you got to do, though.
There is a lot.
All right,
of
here we go.
These days.
Here we go.
A high-heeled heist ending in heartbreak for two unsuspecting guys. The LAPD says these two women seduced two men at an upscale restaurant in West Hollywood. Surveillance video from Chicconi's West Hollywood shows the ladies leaving the restroom and the restaurant itself. The two men took the women home to Beverly Grove, and that's when the night went south. Detectives say the women made the men drinks, one to the point of passing out, then took off with expensive watches.
As a guy, you say, oh, I got two girls and they're coming home. Night of my life, you know what I mean? It makes you kind of leery on even just saying hello to women now. You know what I mean? It's just like, nah. I'm just in my own little corner, but that is bananas.
To find these mini school con artists. One of the women was wearing a red wig that night, but police say she has tattoos of hearts and butterflies on her stomach.
Yeah, that should have told
you
everything.
The other woman has blonde hair. Both are in their 20s.
I mean, most guys have done at some point in their life. So you're not expecting to get robbed at that point.
I think it's important just for everyone to think about being safe and just being aware of who you're taking home with you.
Guys will fall for that scam. Tale as old as time. Guys will fall
for it.
I'll
be running out of my apartment at some point being like, my watch!
Dave, Chuck, please help. Because she got my watch. She got my fossil watch. She got my tool plaques. She took my tool plaques.
Yeah, no.
No, that's everything.
Oh, your plaques.
They got them. Oh, man.
But it is true. So, like, that was one guy that got duped? Two. Or was there two? There were two of them.
Yeah, two men. Two women who targeted two men, stole expensive watches, and left one of them unconscious. So that was the plot of Hustlers. They would get them. They would drug their drinks. The guys would pass out. They'd get information out of them. They'd run up all the bills on their credit cards.
I think
they
got the idea from watching that movie.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Seriously? You know, we should
totally do that.
We could do this.
I'll wear a wig.
Yeah, perfect. We'll find them at a nice restaurant. We'll take them back to their place. We'll say it has to be their place.
Yes.
We'll drug them.
How old were these guys? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
it doesn't say how old the guys were. The women were in their 20s. Doesn't say how old the guys were.
Probably a little older.
I think a little older. That's what you do. You target a guy who's 50 years old, and you're, you know,
wearing a roll.
Because a 22-year-old girl in a mini skirt like that probably looks
like
unbelievable to a 55-year-old guy.
Right. Yeah. Right. They're paying some attention to them.
Yeah.
That's the thing, that even though I'm sure most guys' brains go, uh-oh, This isn't right. They shouldn't be talking to me.
No, that's not what I say at all.
Their dong goes, I still got it.
Because it's, it's the dong ego.
I think flashing wealth is more dangerous now than ever, too. Like, if he has, they're wearing Rolexes
or something. Because they probably saw the watches, and that's who they decided to go after.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, sure. They say the watches, I'm going to reference Hustlers again, because I just watched it, but the shoes. They always look at the shoes.
Oh, I told you that. When those weird chicks at that crazy Miami place that I was at, they looked down at my shoes and then looked at my watch and they realized I had no money.
Huh.
You can always tell by the shoes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember my shoes.
Yeah, no, my slip-on running shoes, they won't be after me.
Are your shoes tied today?
I don't know what
today?
You got.
They're not tied. Yeah. Targeted me in my shoes.
You know, I would probably pass. He might be gonna pass on him.
Well, he's pretty stupid. So
those are like 3 foot laces. He's got 3 foot laces dragging behind him.
We won't even have to drug him. He'll just trip and fall and hit his head.
Just gonna wait. Just hang back.
Just hang back. It'll be the easiest poor theft of them all. This guy, well, he's got tool plaques.
Doesn't he have watches?
Yeah, he has that.
I don't care what time it is.
My shoes are always untied.
Untied.
Where are you going, horse?
Trying to keep up. You're tripping over.
Yeah, don't go. Slow down.
Where are you going, horse?
Oh, man. Yeah, so if you don't want to be targeted by whores, wear crappy shoes.
Yeah.
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 Don't wear a Rolex.
And don't wear a Rolex.
That is just like being like stealing from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is so dumb on so many levels. This woman has been caught on video feeding deer inside her house.
Come in her house?
In her house.
Lisa could do this.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, you could.
Unfortunately, it got her in some trouble. Here's the story
from
KDVR TV.
Stuff get cold and stuff.
She didn't quite know it at the time.
Oh my God, lady!
That ended
kill
up
you.
Being one expensive piece of bread.
It's a selfish act. It's unethical.
It's a lineup.
It's unlawful.
They're like, I want to get another thing.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife saw several videos of an evergreen woman feeding deer.
Jesus. When you feed wildlife, as they become habituated, they.
Got quite a spread.
Associated with food.
Investigating, then issuing citations.
$550.50.
Lori Dixon says she learned her lesson.
I do not advocate at all for people to interact with our wildlife, deer. Especially not in the manner in which I do.
Saying a deer came up to her back porch years ago injured, she patched him up.
I was a vet tech for 7 years, and I worked with wildlife before.
So we try to keep his rack strong through the winter.
If something comes to me and needs my help, I'm going to help.
You're
him.
Right. Get in there, too.
Or is this human or not?
You guys know this
but
lady?
The video outlines a serious issue in Colorado. People not letting wildlife stay wild.
They may think it's harmless.
That chick's like, I can't get out because this big monster's there.
Wildlife can't get by during a winter. But doing that really causes more harm than good.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, my baby. Come here.
Hoping the hefty fine and this message will change people's behavior.
So, just so you know, the citation for feeding big game like deer can cost you $100, and you can be charged per occurrence, which happened several times in this case.
Should be common sense.
It just walks in her house.
Many of them did. Not just one deer. She had a bunch of deer. And there was like a lineup of outside, like they were waiting in a line at a drive-thru.
There's something about like when one animal starts eating, like they all kind of know. They're like, there's a food source.
Yeah.
Like
they have some... never leave.
He
brought all of his bitches. He was like, baby, come on, check this out. I got quite a spread in here. It's very nice. A couple couches. I got carrots. I got some apples. Eat up. It's a pot. It's a celebration.
She had a whole meal.
She did. It was like Thanksgiving.
Meal.
It was like they were having like Christmas dinner. They were like, I'm going to have some carrots. I'm going to have some apples. And I'm going to go over there. She got peanuts.
Yeah.
I've never even had peanuts. I'm excited
about
that.
They love peanuts. Could you imagine?
It's way better than eating a bush or something.
Yes, of course.
Lisa, you're 100% right.
Absolutely, Lisa.
It's way better than eating a bush.
It's way better than eating a bush.
The food out there sucks.
It's like a bush. Yeah, I just ate a bush.
Hey, imagine, though, you get used to like all the baby carrots and you're eating apples and cashews and whatnot. Then you got to go back out and eat a bush.
You think they do think the guy, the main bush, Buck is like, they're like, man, he's got the most kick-ass friend.
Oh, yeah.
His friend is a human. Did you know that? Crazy.
They seemed happy.
They did. And they politely walked in and out the back door.
Yeah, they didn't look like they pooped on anything.
No, no damage done. But still, you can't do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you live in an apartment building, you often have unpleasant encounters with your surrounding residents, but this is a far cry from your typical loud, stomping upstairs neighbor. A couple of Minneapolis residents learned that something that was dripping down their walls was coming from the apartment above.
Yeah.
Turned out it was from their neighbor upstairs decomposing.
Oh, it was his juice.
Body juices.
Body juices were coming down their walls.
Oh, my
there
God.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, no.
You guys, how crazy is that?
No.
These people documented the mysterious drips down the wall.
What are you supposed to do with that?
Sharing their reaction when they later found out it was blood.
So was there not a smell?
They say they didn't notice a smell. It was just, it started as a drip. And they didn't even notice it at first until it started to go all the way down their wall.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
They learned the mysterious substance was blood, which had leaked through the floor upstairs where their late neighbor passed away a week or possibly 2 weeks before.
So he split open happens. And then, well, if you're not found, yeah, you split open. And
really?
Leak out, you know.
Jeez.
He fell, that's maybe.
Dark-sided. Mm. Maintenance stopped by to investigate. A maintenance worker wiped a little off the wall and smelled it.
No!
This is nice. Maintenance guy.
Like, let me just say, make sure there might be something for the air conditioner. Teach that air conditioner stuff before.
No, he didn't.
No, that ain't air conditioner. Yeah, then we get a spoon and I'll spoon it in and see how the flavor looks like a chocolate sauce. Oh, it don't taste like a chocolate sauce. Almost taste like a metal, like an irony metal. Ooh, it's a throne.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's so bad.
That's like something from a
horror
movie.
This is a little dark sided, but if you've ever had any kind of dark side.
What are you about?
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be blood drips. But what's the most dark-sided thing that happened at the place you were living in?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
And he just, like, buckled himself in with that statement.
I was taking a big risk.
I've made a new word. It's not okay anymore.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's like a Jewish okay.
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 I'm trying to think if there's anything better. I know that, there's been stuff. I had an apartment, and there was a lady that died next door.
Really? How long before they found her? Right away? Or?
I think it was like somebody had checked on her within a few like days or something.
Yeah.
You know? But I was just like, ooh.
The number, if you have a story, 1-855-954-6969. Toll free, 1-855-954-6969. Or text 46969. Now, these roommates, back to this story, did not know the neighbor that lived upstairs. But they later learned after the body removal, the man, I guess, died in his sleep. But after several days in a heated apartment, his body began to decompose and then started to seep through the floor to the apartment below.
There's a lot of juice in us.
Yeah, we're full of juice.
We are full of juice.
We're 90% juice, right?
We're juicy, juicy, chubby little bitches.
Yeah.
If I had that happen at where I lived, I mean, it's time to move, right?
Oh, you can't. How do you stay in? There's just like blood. And
well, the pictures of it are brutal.
It looks like something from The Shining.
It's like someone, yeah.
I don't know how you get the smell out.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
Oh, there's a video. He took a video.
Oh, he took a video.
It's a rough looking apartment that he's got, too.
Where is it coming from?
Oh my god.
Who knew?
Because I don't know. Nor does the maintenance man who came in know.
This guy is
amazing.
This guy is amazing. Having this most horrible. I bet they told him.
Wait a second, he's dead! Oh my Christ! Oh my god, that's dead!
bad guy Jew. Oh my God, man.
Yes, what is it? Is
dead man Jew. It's not dead man Jew.
Dead man juice.
Oh my goodness.
Like the juice of a decomposing dead man.
You just nailed it, sweetie.
I just watched the maintenance guy taste it.
He did what?
Tasted it.
Oh my God.
Oh,
my Jesus. Oh my goodness.
Sweet Christ, Evan. We have to move.
Evan and Span.
Ebony.
The Adventures of Evan and Span. Yeah,
where is it coming from?
I think he might have said the S word right so off too. The top. I can't take this type of F.
No, he said it is like The Shining.
Because I don't know. Nor does the maintenance man who came in know.
He's super sassy about it.
Hilariously
super
sassy.
Super sassy about the whole thing.
It's like what else is he up to?
Evan, you want to see his?
I
want to
see what else Evan's up to.
He's incredible. He's got a kitty.
He's got a cat.
Yeah, he's a cat.
He loves cat. He's a cat dad.
Likes gremlins.
Yeah,
I like that about him.
He likes plaid.
Ready for
he's
the
fashionable
weekend.
As all hell. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's as fashiony as it gets.
Oh, they've ripped right into their walls there.
Well, you got to take the dead out of it. You know,
yeah, where is this at? In New York City?
No, I think it's Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Yep.
Look at his
outfit. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes.
He's the gayest man alive.
Yes.
He could be one of the gayest men alive. He's got see-through shorts and a see-through shirt on.
This guy finding this body juice is the craziest.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it happened to this guy.
Out of all the people.
Yeah. There he is.
Like, what is this? Mittens, get away from that.
My goodness.
Oh, he did the art.
The face art, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? Kylie Jenner.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's sassy.
Yeah, he's super sassy. He's a fashionista.
The maintenance guy was like, look, we don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
You just get to the bottom of it. It's gross.
Smells.
And this is his, that's his roommate.
Roommate.
Oh, so he tweeted about it, too.
I think he's...
You think what?
Just I, don't think he's I don't think he's with him.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Take that back. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, this so there's the...
Yeah, let's see. Oh, you can't play it because of the...
Well, I guess we could. We could, but we don't know if he's going to swear.
I just want to see more of it.
So crazy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see it. I didn't want to hear it.
Oh, right. Next time, clarify that for days.
Sorry. I just knew it's rare. Okay. So, yeah.
That's half the things he said were swear words.
Look at that. That place is awful.
It is a bad place.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of blood, too. That's a lot of blood coming down the walls.
He has pants on in that reflection, right?
Okay. Maybe.
All right, he did. Thank you.
That other guy had his full getup on.
Like, oh man, his night getup.
He was dressed like Rainbow Bright.
Like honestly, his night getup, I would cosplay as.
But little Rainbow Bright, like up in the other one, like what he was wearing something. Like,
yeah, he's
that,
got
like,
that's
suspenders?
Another. It's another type of
it was
weird.
Like, I
fashion.
Was just going to an 80s party.
Yeah.
And I was going to look super cute. And I was going to be the belle of the ball.
He's in an 80s gear or something, which I don't. Yeah, it's like a weird, it's like an 8-ball jacket shirt.
He's the sassiest person to deal with dead juice that you could imagine. Oh.
So what's the dark-sided thing from the place you were living at? Corey's in Sarasota is going to start us off. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing pretty good, man. What was it?
Well, first of all, you guys make me like, literally cry laughing almost every morning, so thanks for that. It's pretty funny.
Thanks to you.
Basically, when I used to live in Lincoln, yeah, definitely. When I used to live in Lincoln, Nebraska, it was just some, you know, cheaper apartment complex, single bedroom. I was like 21 at the time. This is back in like 07 or 08. One guy actually committed suicide just by locking himself in the garage and, you know, running his vehicle with the garage door down. But the worst one was when, in the same complex, this younger gentleman actually attempted suicide with a shotgun.
Oh.
He lost his face and his teeth, didn't kill himself, woke up a couple hours later, realized he didn't do the deed, and tried again. and still didn't, you know, actually kill himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was terrible. So, long story short, the next day, the landlord, I was outside, and the landlord's like, hey, come check this out. And I'm like, no way, dude. He's like, well, I can't lock the door. He's like, if you walk past, you're going to see it anyways. And he's like, there's teeth in the ceiling, and it looked like a massacre.
Sweet God, oh, Corey. Don't live next to Corey. You'll kill yourself.
Yeah, well, that place was where people went to try.
Corey's neighbors.
Gosh. Yeah, that was a sad place, wherever he was at. Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yeah, Lincoln, Nebraska. Can you imagine? No.
Is the suicide rate crazy there?
It should be.
It's Lincoln, Nebraska. Can't be great.
Yeah.
Now, Randy, Fort Myers, you are you have a company that cleans up the aftermath of this.
That's a wild gig.
Randy, God bless you, because I could never do that job in a million years.
Yeah, Dave passed out again.
It's actually not that bad.
Well, if you get there early.
Well, yes, definitely. We've done some that have sat for 6 to 7 weeks. Are the worst.
Oh, my.
The big thing with them is, the smell. If there's anything fabric or anything that will absorb anything, it has to be removed from the house. You cannot reuse it. You can't clean it. You can wash it. Eventually, the smell will come back. There is no way you can get rid of it.
So there's stuff that you'll never get that smell of a dead body or a dead person out of it.
Correct. Any fabric that's in the house. If carpet.
So what about you guys? Do you wear like full like hazmat suits so it doesn't get on your clothes?
Yep. We have, there's different stages. We have different people at different stages. So there's a person that we call the dirty tech. He's the person that's in the mess.
The dirty tech sounds horrible.
Hard pass.
And then we have a clean tech that we have like an invisible line that nobody goes over other than the dirty tech. The clean tech supplies any items that the dirty tech needs. And then we have ancillary people that move stuff in and out of the house.
Whoa.
Or residents or whatever. And when we do it, we actually have to follow the fluids until we find no more fluids.
Right, because you got to follow it to the end of the trail, right?
Yeah, of course.
Remember, boys, follow those fluids.
Follow the fluids.
we actually had a job that, if you have an accident out on the road, the fire department, they can just hose the blood down.
Yes.
We are not allowed to. We have to physically clean it all up. We had a house where the person died and the house broke a water line and flooded. And it ran out and down the street. We had to clean it all.
Whoa. Oh, my God. So, okay, Randy, and let's not get too graphic here, but I understand that the longer the body decomposes, the more fluid-like it becomes.
Yes.
So
we become like Jell-O?
If it's weeks, like, do you take people out in buckets?
No, the bodies are actually, the morgue actually removes the body. The coroner removes the body.
Okay.
There's never a body there when we go in. The only time that there might be one there is if it's a, police officer suicide where they want it cleaned up right away. So we'll literally get the call. We'll be waiting for the coroner to remove the body, and then we're immediately cleaning it up because they don't want the family to have to deal with it.
Right. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
That is not, again, I repeat, never in a million years would I be able to do that job. So no. The coroner's job is nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they see.
They just see
they
everything.
See everything, dude.
Funny enough, there is someone that said that, I won't get too in too many details, but it was hot. Real hot that summer.
Hot is worse.
And they had to carry buckets of
oh, my God.
What was left.
Jesus. That's crazy to see
that. Good morning.
The dead guy clean up crew like hose in the street. They're like, hey, good morning, a neighbor died.
Yeah. We're just hosing up the blood. They got the body out. It's fine. Get your paper.
Yeah.
His teeth are in the ceiling. Guy blew his face off.
Oh, man.
And the blood had leaked out because the house flooded. It was
a real
comedy of errors.
Yep.
Real hoot. see somebody in a full getup?
No. And I guess, like all these types of jobs, you must become immune to it, right? Like,
that's
it's just another
like,
day with another remains.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, like I think a coroner, that's the way it is for them. It's just like,
yeah.
Whatever. We've seen him in all states.
Whenever they do anything, it's.
Yeah, it's death. The worst.
Yeah, it's like death, you know? Stuff. And those guys even, too, it is. It's like a job to them. He's like, yeah, sometimes the fluids leak, you know, you get a leak in a house. And
just follow it where it goes.
Follow the leak. Always remember to follow the fluids.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow your nose. It always knows.
Got it, Dave. You're learning.
Kevin's in Detroit. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys.
So what's your story?
I was a maintenance supervisor for one of the local housing commissions up here, and whenever there needed to be a wellness check done, you know, like somebody hadn't heard from their family in a couple days or whatever, they would always call me because I had all the keys. So I went to a gentleman's door. His family hadn't heard from him. I knocked a few times. He didn't answer. I didn't hear anything. So I politely let myself in, and as soon as I opened the door, I got swarmed with flies.
Oh,
and
like
yeah.
A horror movie.
So I knew I wasn't walking into anything pretty, and I rounded the corner and saw the guy laying there. So I, you know, called the police department, fire department, everything, and I have to stand at the unit the whole time it's, you know, being cleaned and everything. Well, the coroner showed up to pick up the body, and the guy had been there for about a week in 90-plus degree weather, and rigor mortis had set in pretty hard, and they couldn't exactly get him into the body bag, so they asked for an extra set of hands.
Oh,
so
I don't have hands. I don't have hands anymore.
I felt bad for him.
No, yeah.
And I basically just had to hold the bag as they were getting him in there. And when they put him on the stretcher to strap him down to take him out, his legs were kind of like spread open. Well, when they strapped him down, they closed his leg, and the body bag started to inflate with all of the gases from the body. So that was my cue to leave.
Yeah, gotta go.
That's just the gas coming from the body.
You know, it leaks out there, eh?
Nobody talks about that part, but that's something that happens.
CO2.
Listen, if there's two guys in a room trying to shove a dude into a bag and they ask for an extra set of hands, I'm like,
nope.
F y'all.
Yeah.
Sorry, not my job.
Nope.
I would throw up.
That would be a scary.
Oh my God.
It'd be crazy.
There's one more call here because this guy, Dave, did body removal for 10 years.
Oh, Dave.
Dave, how you doing, man?
Hey, Dave.
Good. How's it going, guys?
Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way. You sound way happier than I thought you'd
say. I never guessed.
When I started doing this stuff, my stepdad had a body removal business, and I was new. I was training with him for a couple weeks, and then first day I go out on my own, I had to go to what was called, in the industry, a granny stacker, which is a retirement home. So we go there, and I had to pick up an old guy. So there's ways to do this job, and there's ways not to do this job. So my stepdad had told me certain ways not to do this job. So I did the job. I get the body to the morgue, and I do exactly what he tells me not to, and I put my arms around where his armpits are a certain way to move him from the gurney to the morgue table, and this dead person lets out a I went in the corner, freaked out, couldn't believe myself.
So it's like one of those death gurgles, or what was it?
It's what happens if you pick them up wrong, you move their lungs like an accordion.
Right, and so their voice box just—it's like.
Dude, did that just scare the crap right out of you?
I got on my phone. And I'm like, Al, he's still alive.
Al, he's still alive.
Al, he's singing. He's singing like an opera singer. Al. They didn't check the box right or something. Listen to him. He's trying to tell me something, I think. Al, you should be trying. Oh, God.
Okay, but the thing is, like, honestly, and it's because we don't deal with death, we don't have any idea.
Mm-hmm.
that the dead speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can make noises.
That the dead...
Mm. It makes sense because the vote, like you said...
Because his vocal cords is just stuff, you know, air passing by, right?
Yeah. And they just happen to vibrate.
Ow, ow.
Ow! Ow! God damn it, Al! You didn't train me right, Al.
Oh, it said hi. I'm not doing these again.
Oh, my God. That's your first time out?
Yeah, that's your first time.
First time. He did it for 10 years after that?
That's crazy. I can't believe
that would have been one and done for old Dave over here.
Yeah, no.
That's one a crazy and done. Day.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.